Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. A Northeast Iowa woman was injured after her car collided with a milk truck over the weekend. The Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office says they were notified of the crash shortly after noon on Sunday, just west of Fredericksburg. A passenger car driven by Sabrina Tenge was westbound on Highway 18 when she lost control of the vehicle due to the road conditions. Her car then crossed the center line and struck the eastbound milk truck. Tenge was initially unconscious. However, she regained consciousness when medics rendered aid to her in the Chickasaw County EMS ambulance. She was then transported to Mercy One Medical Center in New Hampton with non-life-threatening injuries. The unidentified milk truck driver was not injured. A North Iowa man was injured in a single-vehicle weekend rollover crash about 7 miles southwest of Charles City. Floyd County Sheriff's Office says the wreck occurred near the intersection of 240th Street and Packard Avenue about 1 a.m. Sunday morning. 51-year-old Michael Ruziska of Marble Rock lost control of his vehicle, which then entered the ditch and rolled over. Ruziska was transported by AMR ambulance to Floyd County Medical Center for treatment of non-specified injuries. His vehicle was considered a total loss. A Charles City woman scheduled for trial on OWI and drug possession charges is facing a new OWI charge following her arrest over the weekend. Charles City police say they were called to the 500 block of Hewlin Street about 4 p.m. Saturday afternoon on the report of an unconscious person behind the wheel of a running vehicle. Their investigation led to the arrest of 42-year-old Keisha Conley for driving while barred, an aggravated misdemeanor, and OWI, a serious misdemeanor. According to the criminal complaint, police allegedly had to wake Conley before she submitted to a field sobriety breath test, which determined she was under the influence. She also had an open container of alcohol next to her in the vehicle, and her license is barred for being a habitual offender. In December, CCPD arrested Conley after she was pulled over for failing to stop for a stop sign in the 900 block of Kelly Street, leading to charges of OWI and possession of marijuana, for which she is scheduled for trial May 16th in Floyd County District Court. Court records also show that Conley was cited for driving while license denied, suspended, canceled, or revoked on March 12th. For the second time this month and fourth time since October, a Charles City man has been arrested for driving while barred. The Charles City Police Department's latest arrest of 43-year-old Corey Stigney last Wednesday afternoon came after a traffic stop in the 500 block of Hildreth Street. He was charged with driving while barred, an aggravated misdemeanor, and cited for no insurance. On March 7th, CCPD arrested Stigney for driving while barred, plus possession of methamphetamine, marijuana, and prescription pills. His next appearance in court for those charges is slated for April. Stigney was also arrested for driving while barred twice in October of 2023, including one in which he was also in possession of marijuana. Monday, he agreed to plead guilty to all charges in that case with 30 days of jail time as part of a plea agreement. Two people were injured in a single-vehicle weekend wreck northeast of Mason City. The Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Office says the crash occurred near the intersection of Thrush Avenue and 290th Street about 8:30 Sunday morning. 71-year-old Frederick Giles of Osage lost control of his vehicle due to snow and ice, with the vehicle then entering the ditch and rolling over once before ending up back on its wheels. The Sheriff's Office says Giles and a passenger, 70-year-old Ruby Giles, also of Osage, complained of minor pain and were taken to Mercy One North Iowa Medical Center in Mason City for medical attention. The Plymouth Fire Department and Mason City fire medics assisted at the scene. It's Severe Weather Awareness Week in Iowa, with today's emphasis on tornado safety. Jason Webster is Emergency Management Director for Floyd County. He offers a reminder of the difference between a tornado watch and a tornado warning.
Tornado watch means that we know that we have all the ingredients necessary in the atmosphere to create a tornado. They just haven't all come together yet. A tornado warning means that all of those ingredients have now come together and a tornado is imminent. Either local storm spotters have reported seeing a tornado or weather radar has indicated the presence of one.
A statewide tornado drill will be conducted at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, which Mike Kurz, warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service in La Crosse, says is a great time to put your tornado safety plan into practice.
It's just a really good opportunity for whether you're at school or home or work, wherever you are, you know, to practice that tornado drill with your coworkers or your family or your classmates and know where you're going to go, wherever you are in that moment. Imagine if a tornado warning was issued for that location where you are, where are you going to seek shelter? Do you know? Have you thought about that?
Webster also encourages citizens to stay ahead of the storm game by signing up for Alert Iowa, the statewide weather alerting system. The Iowa women's basketball team advancing in the NCAA tournament. They'll take on Colorado this Saturday afternoon. Broadcast time 2:15 on 95.1 The Bull with game time about 2:30. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.